Just across the road by the cherry trees, some fallen white stones had been lying so long, half hid in the grass, and under these there were people dead. I could hear the song of a very sleepy dove as I passed the graveyard near, and the cricket that cried, and I looked, ah, the ghost is coming at last, and something was walking at my side. It seemed to be wrapped in a great dark shawl, for the night was a little cold, you know. It would not speak, it was black and tall, and it walked so proudly and very slow. Then it mocked me everything I could do. Now it caught at the lightning flies like me. Now it stopped where the elder blossoms grew. Now it tore the thorns from a gray-bent tree. Still it followed me under the yellow moon, looking back to the graveyard now and then, where the winds were playing the night a tune. But, Kate, a ghost doesn't care for men, and your papa couldn't have done it harm. Ah, dark-eyed darling, what is it you see? There, you needn't hide in your dimpled arm. It was only my shadow that walked with me.